வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீ குரு ஸ்ரீ யுத பதகமலம் ஸ்ரீ குருன் வைஷ்ணவாங்ஸ் ஸ்ரீ ரூபம் சாக்ரஜாதம் சகவனா ரகுநாதான்விதம் தாங் சஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜன சகிதம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தேவம் ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ணபாதான் சகவன லலிதா ஸ்ரீ விசாகான்விதாஸ் ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்தோ தீனபந்தோ ஜகத்பதே கோபேச கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமஸ்தே. சப்தகாஞ்சன கௌராங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி மிருகபானுசுதி தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரிப்ரிய. பஞ்சாகல்புதருப்பஸ்ச கிருபாசிந்துப்யவச பதீதானாம் பாவனேபோ வைஷ்ணவேபோ நமோ நமஃ. ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார சிவாசாதி கௌர பக்தர்கள், ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம் ராம் ராம். டுடே இஸ் பர்த் அப்பியரன்ஸ் டே பா ஸ்ரீமதி ராதாராணி ராதாஷ்டமி. 15 days after Krishna's birth, Radharani appeared. Radharani is Krishna's pleasure potency. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti Allahadini Shakti, the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has got varieties of energy, as it is confirmed in the Vedic literature. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate Natasya Kajyam Karanam Cha Vidyate. The Supreme Lord has nothing to do personally. Natasya Kajyam, he has nothing to do. Just like here in this material world, we find some very big man, political head or business head, personally he has nothing to do, because he has got so many assistants, secretaries, that personally he hasn't got to do anything. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full with 6 opulences, why he will have to do something? No. He has got many assistants. Sarvato Pani Padaste in the Bhagavad Gita, he has got everywhere his hands and legs. You'll find Krishna, he has nothing to do. He's simply engaged in enjoyment with gopis and Radharani. He's not engaged in killing the demons. When Krishna kills the demons, he's Vasudeva Krishna. He is not original Krishna. Krishna expands himself. First expansion is Baladev. From Baladev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudev. So by the Vasudev features, he acts in Mathura and Dwarka. But Krishna, in his original feature, he remains in Vrindavan. One of the greatest fiction writers in Bengal, Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, he misunderstood Krishna, that Krishna of Vrindavan, Krishna of Dwarka, and Krishna of Mathura, they are different persons. Krishna, the same one, but he can expand himself in millions and trillions of forms. Advaita yachyuta anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam advaita. Although ananta rupam still is adyam purana purusam advaita. There is no such distinction. So this Krishna, when he wants to enjoy, what kind of enjoyment he will have? That has been discussed by Srila Jiva Goswami. Krishna is Parabrahma. Brahma, Paramatma, then Parabrahma. Absolute truth, three different features. Someone is realizing the absolute truth as impersonal Brahma. Jnanis, those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by mental speculation, by dint of his own knowledge. He is realizing the absolute truth as impersonal Brahma. And those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by meditation, yogis, they realize the absolute truth as Paramatma. Paramatma is situated in everyone's heart. Ishara sarva-bhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishthati. That feature, Paramatma feature. Annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham govindam adipurisam tamang mayami. That Paramatma feature is one expansion of Krishna. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Atava bahunaitena kingyatena tavajana ekangshena vistabhyam aham. Ekangshena. When Krishna Arjuna was trying to understand about different potential existence of Krishna, so he explained in the 12th chapter, I am this amongst them, I am this amongst them, like that. And he concluded that how far I shall go on, better try to understand that only one plenary portion of me by entering this universe, the whole cosmic manifestation is existing. Ekangsena sthitu jagat. Jagat, this material world is existing on one plenary portion of Krishna. And Krishna enters Khandantarasam, Paramanuchayantarasam. He enters within this universe. Without his entering, this universe cannot exist. Just like without the spirit souls entering within this body cannot exist. As soon as the spirit soul goes out, immediately the body is useless. However, the body may be prime minister or anything else. As soon as the soul is out of this body, it is not worth even a farthing. Similarly, because Krishna enters within this universe, therefore the universe has value. Otherwise, it is simply lump of matter. It has no value. So try to understand Krishna. And when Krishna wants to enjoy, what kind of enjoyment that shall be? Try to understand this part. Krishna is so great. God is great. Everyone knows. So when the great wants to enjoy, then what quality of what? Of enjoyment that should be. That is to be understood. Radha Krishna, therefore Swarup Damodar Goswami has written a verse, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti, the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna is not ordinary, this material loving affair. Although it appears like that. But one who cannot understand Krishna, avajananti mana murha, murha, rascals, fools, they understand Krishna as ordinary man. As soon as we take Krishna as one of us, manasim tanumasita, Param Bhavam Ajananta. These rascals, they do not know Param Bhavam. They try to imitate Krishna's Leela, Ras Leela. There are many rascals. So, these things are going on. There is no understanding of Krishna. To understand Krishna is very difficult. Manusanam sahasesu kasti jadati siddhaye jadatam api siddhyanam kasti vetimam tattata. Out of millions of persons, one may try to make his life perfect. Everyone is working like animal. There is no question of perfection of life. The animal propensities, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So, everyone is engaged like animals. They have no other business. It's an animal. Hogs, dogs, whole day and night working. Where is tool? And as soon as get some stool, get some fat, where is sex? No consideration of mother or sister. This is hog's life. So human life is not meant for hog civilization. The modern civilization is hog civilization. Although it is polished with hat and coat. So, we shall try to understand. This Krishna consciousness movement is for understanding Krishna. For understanding Krishna is the quest, little labor, austerity, penance. Tapasa brahmacharyena samena dhamena cha. Tapasa, one has to undergo tapasya, brahmacharya, celibacy. Tapasya, brahmacharya means stopping sex life or controlling sex life. Brahmacharya. Therefore, Vedic civilization is from the very beginning to train the boys to become brahmachari, celibate. Not that modern day schools, boys and girls, 10 years, 12 years, they're enjoying. The brain is spoiled. They cannot understand higher things. The brain tissues are lost. So, without becoming brahmachari, nobody can understand the spiritual life. Tapasa brahmacharya na samena dhamena cha. Sama means controlling the senses, controlling the mind. Dhamena, controlling the senses. Tyagena, shochena, cleanliness. Tyaga. Tyaga means charity. These are the processes for understanding oneself, self-realization. But in this age, it is very difficult to undergo all these processes. Practically, it is impossible. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna himself, has made himself easily available by one process. Harinama, 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 Iva Kivalam. Kalu Nastiva, Nastiva, Nastiva Gatirannatha. In this age, Kali Yuga is considered to be the most fallen age. We are thinking that we are making very much advance. But it is the most fallen age because people are becoming like animals. And the animals have no other interest than four principles of bodily necessities, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So in this age, people are interested with four principles of bodily wants. They have no information of the soul, neither they are prepared to realize what is soul. That is the defect of this age. But human form of life is specially meant for realizing himself, what I am. That is the mission of human life. Athata Brahma Jigyan. This life is meant for inquiring about Brahma. Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan. These inquiries should be there. Jigyasu. They are called Jigyasu. Brahma Jigyasa. Jigyasu. Inquire. As we inquire every morning, what is the news today? Immediately we pick newspaper. That inquisitiveness is there. But we are inquiring very base things only. There is no desire to inquire about the highest of a possibility, Brahmagyan. That is the lack of this modern civilization. Inquiring how to earn money. Viva chate haya rajan kutumba bharanenava. Not only in this age it has become the principal factor, but in this material world, everyone is engaged simply for the bodily necessities of life. Nidra hyate nattam. At night, they sleep. Very sound sleep, snoring, or sex life, Nidra Hyatena Sang Babayana Chababaya. In this way they are wasting time. And at daytime, Divatate Haya Rajan. And during daytime, where is money? Where is money? Where is money? Artha Tihaya Kutumma Bharaninava. And as soon as one gets money, then how to purchase things for family? That's all. Shopping, storing. This is the engagement of materialistic life. Out of that, one who is actually intelligent, Manishanam Sahasesu Kachit Jata, this is the out of many such foolish persons engaged in sleeping, mating, earning money and providing family with nice apartment and food. This is the general occupation. So out of many thousands of men like that, one is inquisitive how to make perfect this human form of life. Madhusyanam sahasresu kaschid yatati siddhaye. Siddhaye, siddhi means perfection. So this life is meant for perfection. What is perfection? Perfection means that we do not want miserable condition of life and we have to get out of it. That is perfection. Everyone is trying to get out of miserable condition of life. But they do not know what is the actual position of miserable life. Miserable condition of life. Tritap Jantana. So, this is called mukti or liberation from the atantik dukkha nibbitti. Dukkha. Dukkha means distress. So everyone is trying to get out of distress. But he does not know what is the ultimate goal of getting out of distress. Nate vidu, they do not know. Nate vidu, sarthagatim hi Vishnu. One can be out of distress when he approaches Vishnu, tad Vishnu paramam padam sada pashyanti suraya. Tad Vishnu paramam padam. The Vishnu planet, just like here in the material world, they are trying to go to the moon planet. But these foolish people do not know what they will gain if they go to the moon planet. It is one of the material planets. Krishna has already said in the Bhagavad Gita, Avamma Bhuvana Loka. What to speak of this moon planet? It is very near. Even if you go to the topmost planet, which is known as Brahmaloka, that is in your front, you can see every day, every night, how many lokas and planets are there. But you cannot go there. You are simply trying to go to the nearest planet. That is also failure. So what is your scientific improvement? But there is possibility. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka. You can go. Remember, the material scientist calculation is that if one goes forward for 40,000 of years in the light speed, light year speed, then one can approach the topmost planet of this material world. So, at least in the modern scientific calculation, it is impossible. But, one can go, there is process. That you have tried to explain in a small booklet, easy journey to other planet. By yogic process, one can go. Any planet you like, that is the yogic perfection. When a yogi becomes perfect, he can go to any planet he likes. And the yoga practice goes on, unless the yogi thinks himself that he has made himself perfect to travel to any planet he likes. That is perfection of yoga practice. So, these are the perfection of life, not that teenage floating Sputnik. Do not know what is perfection of life. You can go anywhere. A living entity's name is Sarvaga. Sarvaga means one who can go anywhere he likes. That's Narad Muni. Narad Muni can travel anywhere he likes, either in the spiritual world or in the material world. So you can also do that. That is, there is possibility. There was a Dubhasa Muni, great yogi. Within 1 year, he traveled all over the universe and went to Vishnu Loka and again came back. That is recorded in the history. So, these are the perfections of life. And how these perfections can be attained? By understanding Krishna. Jasmin vijyate sarvamedam vijyatam bhavanti. The Upanishad says, if you simply understand Krishna, then all these things can be understood very easily. Krishna Paramahamsa is such a nice thing. So, today, this evening, we are talking about Radhashtami. We are trying to understand the chief potency of Krishna. Radharani is the pleasure potency of Krishna. As we understand from Vedic literature, Krishna has many varieties of potency. Parasya Shakti Dvividhaiva Sriyate. Just like the same example, as a big man has got many assistants and secretaries, so that he hasn't got to do anything personally. Simply by his will, everything is done. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has got varieties of energies and everything is being done so nicely. Just like this material energy. This material world where we are now living, this is called material energy. Bahiranga Shakti. The Sanskrit name is Bahiranga, external energy of Krishna. So how nicely it is being done, everything in the material energy. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakriti shyate sa charataram. Under my superintendent, the material energy is working. The material world energy is not blind. It is on the background, there is Krishna. Maya dhakshena prakriti. Prakriti means this material energy. Similarly, this is external energy. Similarly, there is another energy, which is internal energy. By the internal energy, the spiritual world is being manifested. Parastasmatu bhava anya. Another energy. Para, superior, transcendental, spiritual world. As this material world is being manipulated under the external energy, similarly, the spiritual world is also conducted by the internal potency. That internal potency is Radharani. Radharani, today is Radharani's appearance day. So we should try to understand Radharani's feature. Radharani is the pleasure potency. Alladini Shakti. Anandamaya Vyasas in the Vedanta Sutra, the absolute truth is described as Anandamaya, always in pleasure potency. That Anandamaya, pleasure potency, just like Ananda, when you want Ananda, pleasure, you cannot have it alone. Alone you cannot enjoy. When you are in the circles of friends or family or other associates, you feel pleasure. Just like I am speaking, the speaking is very pleasing when there are many persons here. I cannot speak alone here. That is not Ananda. I can speak here at night, dead of night, nobody here. That is not Ananda. Ananda means there must be others. Because Krishna, the absolute truth, is Anandamaya, therefore Eka Bahushyama, he has become many. We are also Krishna's part and parcel to give pleasure to Krishna. And the chief pleasure potency is Radha. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti Alladini Shakti Asmat Ekatmanamapi Bhuvo Deho Bhedo Gatauta Chaitanaka Prakata Madhuna Taddayam Chaikam Aptam Radha Bhava Subhulitam Namami Krishna Sarupam. So, Krishna is Parabrahma, as you know from the Bhagavad Gita. When Arjuna understood Bhagavad Gita, he affirmed Krishna Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. So Krishna is Parabrahma. So, in this material world, we see that a great saintly person, simply to enjoy Brahmananda, he gives up everything of material enjoyment. He becomes sannyasi. I am Brahmasmi. Just to understand that he is in Brahma realization. So, if one has to give up everything material for Brahma realization, do you think that Parabrahma, the Supreme Brahma, can enjoy anything material? No. Krishna's enjoyment is nothing material. This point should be understood. For Brahma realization, we are giving up everything material. And how Parabrahma can enjoy anything material? This question has been very much nicely discussed by Jiva Goswami. So, when the Parabrahma, first of all, the Parabrahma information is not there in this material world. Little Brahma information is there. Or little Paramatma information is there. But not Parabrahma or Bhagavan information. Therefore it is said, Manushyanam Sahasresu Kaschidyatati Siddhaya. Siddhaya means to understand Brahma or Paramatma. But out of many such persons who have realized Brahma and Paramatma, hardly a person can know Krishna. And that, first of all, what we can understand about Krishna's pleasure potency. Just like, if I want to know some big man, that is one process. And without knowing that big man, how I can understand about his internal affairs? Similarly, if we do not understand Krishna, how we can understand how Krishna is enjoying? That is not possible. But the Goswamis They are giving us information, what is the pleasure potency of Krishna. That is Srimati Radharan. So we have described about the Radha Krishna loving affairs in our teachings of Lord Chaitanya. In page 264, if you have got this book, you can read it. How the reciprocation of loving affairs of Radha Krishna is there, transcendent. So our today prayer to Radharani. We pray to Radharani because she is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Krishna means all attractive. But Radharani is so great that she attracts Krishna. Krishna is all attractive and she is attractive of Krishna. So what is the position of Srimati Radharani? We should try to understand this day and offer our obeisances to Radharani. Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Haripriya. Our business is, Radharani, you are so dear to Krishna. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. And you are so dear to Krishna. So we offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Tattu Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. Radharani is Hari Priya, very dear to Krishna. So if we approach Krishna through Radharani, through the mercy of Radharani, then it becomes very easy. If Radharani recommends that this devotee is very nice, then Krishna immediately accepts, however fool I may be. Because it is recommended by Radharani, Krishna accepts. Therefore in Vrindavan, you will find all the devotees, they are chanting more Radharani's name than Krishna. Wherever you will go, you will find the devotees are addressing Jai Radhe. You will find still in Vrindavan. They are glorifying Radharani. They are more interested worshipping Radharani. Because however fallen I may be, if somehow Radha, I can please Radharani, then it is very easy for me to understand Krishna. Otherwise, manusanam sahasre si kostit jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhyana kostit veti mantastata. If you go by the speculative process to understand Krishna, it will take many, many lives. But if you take devotional service, just try to please Radharani, and Krishna will be gotten very easily. Because Radharani can deliver Krishna. She is so great devotee, the emblem of Mahabhagavata. Even Krishna cannot understand what is Radharani's quality. Even Krishna, although he says, Vedaham Samititani, I know everything, still he fails to understand Radharani. Radharani is so great. He says that actually Krishna knows everything. In order to understand Radharani, Krishna accepted the position of Radha. Ah, Krishna wanted to understand the potency of Radharani. Krishna thought that I am full. I am complete in every respect, but still I want to understand Radharani. Why? This propensity made Krishna obliged to accept the propensities of Radharani to understand Krishna himself. These are, of course, very transcendental great science. One who is advanced in Krishna consciousness and well conversant with the Shastras, they can understand. But still, we can discuss from the Shastra. When Krishna wanted to understand himself, he took the tendency of Srimati Radharani, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Bhava Duti Subalitam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he has accepted the propensities of Radharani. As Radharani is always in feelings of separation of Krishna, similarly, in the position of Radharani, Lord Chaitanya was feeling separation of Krishna. That is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Feelings of separation, not meeting. The process of devotional service taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his disciplic succession is how to feel separation from Krishna. That is Radharani's position. Always feeling the separation. The Gosain, they also, when they were in Vrindavan, they never said that I have seen Krishna. Although they are the most perfect, they never said that I have seen Krishna. Their prayers was like this. He Radhi Brajadevi Ki Chalalite, He Nanda Suna Kutaha, He Radhi Radharani. He Radhi Brajadevi Kecha. Radharani does not remain alone. He remains always with his friends, Brajadevi, Lalitya Vishakha, and other damsels of Vrindavan. So the Goswamis are praying in a mature stage when they are living at Vrindavan. They are praying in this way. He Radhi Brajadevi Kecha Lalite, He Nanda Suna Kutaha. Where, Radharani, where you are? Where are your associates? Where you are, Nanda Suna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna? Where you are all? They're searching after. They never said, I've seen Krishna dancing with the gopis. Last night I saw. This is Sahajya. This is not mature devotee. This is called, they are called Sahajya. They take everything very cheap. Krishna very cheap, Radharani very cheap. As if they can see every night. No. The Goswamis do not teach us like that. They are searching up. He Radhi Brajadevi Kecha Lalite, He Nanda Sunak Kutaha. Sri Govardhana Padavatale Kalingi Bhuvane Kutaha. Are you there under the Govardhan Hill or on the banks of Jamuna? Kalingi Bhuvane Kutaha. Gosantaviti Sarvato Brajapure Kedai Mahabhyuvalo. Their business was crying like this. Where you are? Where you are, Radharani? Where you are? Lalita Vishakha, the associates of Radharani. Where you are, Krishna? Are you near Govardhan Hill or on the bank of the Jamuna? Gosantaviti Sarvato Bhajapure. So throughout the whole tract of Vrindavan, They are crying and searching after them. Khedai Mahabhival, as if madman. Khedai Mahabhival, Bande Rupa Sanatana Ragujago, Sri Jeeva Gopal. So, we have to follow the footprints of the Goswamis. How to search out Krishna and Radhana? Vrindavan. Or within your heart. That is the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhajan. Feeling of separation. Vipralamba. Vipralamba seva. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, feeling the separation of Krishna. You are falling down on the sea. You are coming out of his restroom, his bedroom, and going out at dead of night. Nobody knew where he has gone. So that was his searching. This process of devotional service is taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not that very easily we have seen Krishna, has seen Radharani and Rasa Leela. No, not like that. Feel the separation. The more you feel separation from Krishna, you should understand that you are advancing. Don't try to see Krishna artificially. Be advanced in separation feeling, and then it will be perfect. That is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Because with our material eyes, we cannot see Krishna. Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Navabe Graiham Indriyai. With our material senses, we cannot see Krishna. We cannot hear about Krishna's name. But Sevan Mahije Mukhe Jivadu. When you engage yourself in the service of the Lord, where the service begins, Jivado, the service begins from the tongue, not from the legs, eyes, or ears. It begins from the tongue. Sevan Mukhehi Jivado. If you begin service through your tongue, how? Chant Hare Krishna. Use your tongue. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And take Krishna Prasadam. The tongue has got two business. To articulate sound, Hare Krishna. And take Prasadam. By this process, you realize Krishna. Don't try to see Krishna. You cannot see Krishna with your material eyes. Neither you can hear about him with your material ears. Neither you can touch. But if you engage your tongue in the service of the Lord, then he will reveal himself to you. Here I am. That is what. So feel separation of Krishna, that like Radharani, as Lord Chaitanya teaches us, and engage your tongue in the service of the Lord, then one day, when you are mature, you will see Krishna eye to eye. Thank you very much.